What's up? What's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP_Trill. Follow our show page at Real Thinkers POD. And you can find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and other podcast sites. Here are the rest of my co-hosts.
Day, what's up? Y'all follow me. It just called me Day.
Slim. Yeah, just Slim.
Yeah. Just Slim. It just Slim.
Yeah, just it. Slim.
Jay checking in. You can follow me on Twitter at JGray2.
And our special guest, the Savage himself.
You're the gentleman.
The gentleman slash savage.
Yeah.
I mean, savage gentleman.
You're the gentleman. He always say that, but he be talking.
That was last year.
It ain't the year of the gentleman no
it's
more.
It's the year of the savage.
It's the year of the savage. Oh, yeah. My bad.
Gentleman, savage, savage.
He done downgraded.
Shit, it's Johnson, valedictorian. That's valedictorian. Y'all can follow me on Twitter. That's C_DA_Esquire.
All right. Now, we got a letter, right, a couple weeks ago from one of our real thinkers who... her friend needed some help. Now, if you guys need the recap, here it is. Title is, Some Things Just Don't Add Up. Dear Real Thinkers, since the last time I sent in a question, my friends decided to use me to send in questions for them because they are quote-unquote shy. My homegirl Jay has been dating this guy for about roughly 2 going on 3 months. They had sex for the first time, and she felt indifferent about him because he asked her to lick his ass during intercourse.
That was my same reaction.
No man has ever asked her to do anything like that.
Swear to God, that was my same reaction, Dave.
Personally. Stop laughing. Because I'm not finished reading. Personally, neither have I. She is on the fence about falling back because she kind of find him suspect, but don't want to make it awkward.
We didn't know if she actually licked his ass. So here's the update. It's been a minute since the last letter I sent in, but I have still been listening to the show. I've been pretty busy the last few weeks, and I finally got a chance to catch up with my friend. She just listened to the show and your advice, and she told me to tell you guys this. Thank you so much for the advice. Unfortunately, I did lick his ass that one time.
What?
And soon... and soon after, asked him, was he gay? He said no. I told him I wasn't doing it anymore because it was disturbing. Lately, things have been going good until last week. He bought 2 butt plugs, the pony kind. I didn't know it was a different kind of butt plug. Okay, but he bought two butt plugs, the pony kind. I didn't know why he bought 2. When I got ready to use them, he told me he bought 2 because he wanted us to have matching plugs.
This is real. Of course, I'm a little
confused as to why he wanted a plug and he not quote unquote gay. Now we have been arguing back and forth lately. I broke up with him and now he won't stop calling me and he decided to say I'm a hoe for leaving him. What the fuck do I do since he doesn't think he believes he's gay?
Run off on the plug. Shit. Run.
Okay.
Let him call you a hoe. As long as you don't have to lick an ass or play with matching butt plugs, that's okay. Be his hoe and just go on about your business because there's something not right with it. And then is he going in Crystal's spot? Do men go in there and say, let me get a butt plug?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Time out. Okay. Time out. Men do go to Crystal's by themselves to buy things that they want to use on women.
Women.
Right.
So, but do they go in there and say, give me a butt plug? Or
I don't think they say go in there and give me a butt plug. It's like,
if anything,
sometimes, you know,
buying, like,
you just browse around
until
you
like
find
that.
It. It's kind of like, I don't know, like for me personally, if I'm going to buy something to spice up in the bedroom, I'm not going in asking a question. I'm just going, if I don't see it when I look for it, then fuck it. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable just like, hey,
Hold up.
That needs to help. You know what I'm saying? Me and my girl trying to do a little anal, need some beads. Nah.
They're going to announce that shit over the fucking intercom.
But for him personally, he had to go in and say, this looks nice. One for me, one for her.
He's in her ass plug. Like,
what? He had to order those things online.
You can feel this one yours. This one yours right here.
Hold on. He got it.
What if they switch them? Like, what?
You gotta get them color.
Hold on.
Oh,
he got braille. He got braille on him.
So you can, so
you can feel it.
Hold on, this is.
You can feel it.
This is K. This is yours.
Oh my goodness.
Specialized shit, like you know how like you got a car key with the alarm on the motherfucker. You know, you just press like the unlock on it.
Hey, they probably do got lights inside on. As long as you put them in, they just heat up and start lighting up.
Yeah, weird, disgusting skating ring.
No, but seriously, like, first off, how does you go about licking his ass and it's something you've never done before? I think you licked ass more than once. Like, how do you?
And then you break up with him. Oh my goodness. Guess what's going to happen to you, sweetie? You're going to get somebody that's going to lick your ass and you're going to have to do it. Talk, you should have stayed with him.
I'm a person who says that I don't give a fuck about your past in life.
You got to care about something like that.
He up be like, bro, good luck. Girl, she ate my ass. Like,
you got to let that go. You got to let that go.
You can't come back from that.
Hey, real shit. We're getting to that next. But what I'm saying is, if you've licked his ass already, like, you stuck. You might as well go and stay in that relationship.
I mean, it's life. That's a commitment. That's a tattoo.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's a double life sentence.
You got his ass tattooed on your tongue.
Yeah, that's it.
Might as well.
The booty crack, right?
So now you got to lick a new ass to cover up that tattoo.
That's the only way you can combat that. And that's disgusting. Like, ain't no coming around. Like, what can you do?
Hold on.
You
got a Trump so what do you have to say? Because you are a savage.
Right.
Well, first of all, I'm still stuck on why she said, unfortunately, she licked his ass. It's some more behind
it. Like it was bad luck.
I mean, it might have been bad luck, bad taste, or just a bad whole experience in itself. But why did you say, unfortunately, you licked his ass? You chose to get down there and let them toot it up.
Yeah, I'm just giving an answer. Like, you mean toot it up until they lay down?
She hit them with the bloop.
Right.
Blue so they men tooted up, they get on all fours.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But men,
Slim.
Slim's putting that question
boys,
out there. Yeah, Slim's putting that out there.
With the Z boys.
Yeah,
do y'all get on all fours? How does that, because I know y'all participate in it. So how does that work?
No, she's talking, boys. To, talking to the people listening.
Oh.
She's not talking to nobody in the room. She's talking to the people listening.
Let us know, how does that go? Do you get on all fours? You like, you raise a leg up? Just...
Are you pissing on a hydrant?
Yeah. I mean, they got to get to it. I mean, I would like to know, how did that go about?
Oh,
because
my God, it's so disgusting.
Did he sit on her face? Like,
oh, right, all right, that's it.
Hold on. See, that is a lot of things that go into this. Because if he rolled your face with his ass.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. Like, I've seen pornos where, like, the dude was just standing up and she, like, kind of just went around to the other side.
What?
This nigga incriminating himself. Go ahead.
I'm saying, I seen it on pornos. Like, the bitch was
so did she put her tongue in there? What did she do?
Yeah, like, she was licking the dude ass. It was, like, I didn't know she was finna do the shit because she was, like, in front sucking his dick.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
She didn't, never mind.
And he was standing up, like, he was just standing up. So and then she just fucking went reversely.
But he makes a great point though. He makes a great point because women they'll try to sneak it on you if you ain't paying attention.
Yeah. Sneak what?
In high school.
Sneak what? Sneak what?
The ass eating, yeah.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Hey, I'd be traumatized. I swear.
Hey, what you?
I swear.
My eye would. Do one of them goddamn
one of y'all fathers actually licked my gooch. And I ain't looked at her the same since.
My leg dropped the hell out your head.
Oh, my Lord.
I ain't looked at her the same since. She just asked it and I was turned off. I was like, nah, Sean, we can't do that.
That what these women just be going for. He's just like playing them bleh.
You know, you can't bloop me, baby. I'm sorry. You can't bloop me.
But, I don't even know. What was the question? Like, what advice you need on this letter? Like,
what should she do to get him to leave her alone? He's not going to leave you alone. You're probably the first woman.
No,
that
she
actually
said, what the fuck do I do since he doesn't believe he's gay? Because my dog out here, like, I ain't no play. But it seems like he only wants it from a woman right now. Do you think that graduates? Like, almost like, it's almost like.
I mean, it's a gateway drug, clearly.
It's like one of those revolving doors.
I don't know, man, because.
I mean, if he can't get it from a woman, then.
You're going to have to block him. Like, yeah. You have to block him for everything and just hope that he don't post on social media.
Right.
Like, he ain't record you.
He can do one of the women things. Like, you can block my Twitter, but you can't block this ass you ate.
Yeah. Yeah, for real, though. You got to block him on your phone. You got to block him on social media and just act like it never happened. I guess, unless you plan on eating another ass to replace.
You know what? I don't think if he doesn't think he's gay, he's not going to out you because people are going to look at him sideways. So just block him on everything.
But look.
Now, if he outs you.
Hold on, tell me. Anytime you expose somebody, you expose yourself.
Yes.
So 9 times out of 10, I don't think people think rationally when they go too exposed. So he not thinking, what is people going to think I'm looking like, especially when he infuriated.
DJ Paul made several raps about a chick eating his ass. Everybody just kind of just
brushed it off.
Right.
Yeah.
Just hit the little skip button.
Didn't think, didn't say, hmm.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. He don't date black women. So, of course.
Either way.
It was expected.
Hmm.
But it's a white thing?
Hmm. To a certain extent. Yeah. Ain't too many black women open except for light-skinned chicks. Light-skinned chicks, from what I've heard, they love eating ass. And eat man's ass.
I don't understand about black women. It's like, y'all would eat chitlins before y'all eat ass, and that's totally like backwards. Like, how you
wait,
eat?
Dave?
Okay. I'm saying it's women out here that eat chitlins at Thanksgiving.
Okay, okay, hold on. Time out. That moves on to another question where he posed he didn't care about a woman's past, but if that was a part of the past, then it would be a problem. Are we caring about if our lovers have ate ass before?
I am. I don't want shitty breath. Look, I don't care if he's a man or not. I don't. If you've been eating ass professionally before me, I don't want you. I don't want you. The minute I find out about it, I don't care how tight we are, how in love I am, I got to let you go because you're an ass eater. I don't know. That's disgusting.
Okay, so if he eats your ass, it's a problem.
He can't touch my ass. My ass is off limits.
Okay.
I'm not, as you know, I'm not a part of any wave.
We know Slim.
Exactly.
However,
come on. We know Slim. I'm not a part
Slim
of any wave.
Goes, that's just a delayed at this point.
Yes.
Like, we know Slim, but 2 years later.
No, my ass will never be touched ever in life.
Yeah.
No, that's one thing.
Slim don't never do it until 2 years later.
Right.
No, that's one thing that's off. That was off limits 2 years ago. It's still off limits now.
Miss New Booty.
No, that's disgusting to me. Because my motto is, if you like my ass, anal, licking it, what's the difference between mine and a dude's? That's just my mentality. That's me.
It's a woman. That's like saying,
no,
it's
like head. Is the same thing.
Yeah. No. Lips, eyes. Right. If you like my lips, you must like a man lips. No. Somebody would say that.
That stuff is not, that's just, to me, you that's not natural
me,
to be fucking somebody in your ass. That's not natural to me.
I don't think that's a good one.
I can leave it for the boys.
Hey, you leave it for the men.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man, this dude, I mean.
No, we off the little. I'm asking you.
Women.
Is it certain things in a person's past that would keep you from continuing a relationship or dating, situationship, some of that sort?
If she has had a train ran on her and you've been recorded or some shit like that, like, that's where I would.
So if it's a train but it's no evidence, you okay? Because it's basically hearsay.
If I don't know about it, if I don't hear it, out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
What if you find out she's a toe sucker?
I mean, if I find out that she with me, then I'm like,
man,
okay.
Gonna put his whole big toe in her day.
I mean, like,
wake up, baby.
I'm not a fan of. I don't like my feet getting touched. I always sleep with socks on, so I mean, this, I don't really like this shit. But if she was into that, I made a little try one time. This season. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm open minded. I don't mind trying something once. Like,
okay, so
you would try the butt plug once?
No, he said toe. You
no yours. Get the pony.
You went too far.
She went so little. But no.
Oh, so okay, you okay so with something up your
if
ass?
If it's a train that's been recorded and there's proof, then it's a problem. Yeah. But if not, it's out of sight, out of mind.
You don't stick with your girl?
I'm saying, if there is, like, and if she don't tell me, like, if she just say, hey, there may be something I did in the past, then, like, I'd be like, what was it? And then, you know, it'll be a little easier on me, because then I know. But, like, if the shit just brings
blindside you, now I get that. Like,
okay.
I get
that. All right, Chance, what about you?
I'm kind of feeling what they said. If it's a train, you know, if I know about it, you know, it would be. But in that, if I ain't seen it, it's all good with me. She looking over her ass before me. She's Colgating fucking bristles out here, so she puts her teeth in on. I'm stressed. It ain't just like she's waking up with shit men on her tongue.
Okay.
I gotta use one of the KP words. You a better man than me.
Way better than me.
I gotta, cause mentally, man, I just don't know if I.
So that's the only thing for you.
That if you done ate a whole nigga's ass,
All right.
I just can't do it.
Nobody cares if she's been with a friend. He or she's been with a friend before. That one.
Were they in a relationship? Or they just?
I'm just saying they've been together sexually with a friend before you, and you didn't know about it.
Nah,
you
find out. I mean,
now if I didn't know about it, if you're not honest with me about with something up front, and then I find about it on the backside, then that's the issue.
Yeah, I don't
want
to get blind.
Like, don't
it depends on
me.
The blind
that causes
side.
Problems.
Like, if you hiding it, then I feel that you're hiding
it's something.
It for a reason.
Yeah, it's something.
But if
more.
It's something like, hey, you know, we was in college.
Yeah.
In high school, did to do.
Tell me. Don't blindside me. Don't leave me out here. My thing is, don't ever embarrass me.
For
me,
for me personally, it depends on the friend.
I think it depends on a relationship for me.
No, it depends on the friend. If you have fucked my best friend, we can.
Your friend.
I'm saying for me personally, it depends on which friend
it
is.
I get it.
If it's my best friend, it's over with. Cause I know what bro do be doing to these hoes, bro. Or has, let me take it back. My bad. Sorry. What he has done to these hoes. Yeah. Right? So you cannot. Nah. We straight. We cool.
Yeah, it depends.
We so straight. Yeah. Now, if it's my partner, like one of my other partners or something, then okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? I could probably get over it because I ain't going to throw it in my face neither. So I can understand. I'm not saying my best friend would. I just know what he done to these hoes. And I'm straight. I'm cool.
Yeah, it must have had like, what, garden hose and like a little shit and pony or something.
Mine ain't it though. You know what I'm saying? But I just, it's proof. It's like that. It's a lot of proof. It's a lot of game film.
Man, vault.
It's a lot of motherfucking
NFL
game film.
Classics.
Exactly. It's a lot of that. I'm straight. I don't want you.
Damn, man, like, they used to show this shit on like 2 in the morning, ESPN 2, like Steve.
So who's
Sable,
keeping this stuff now?
Hey, that ain't. This is the
age. I don't know, man. But yeah, if you blow a booty, man, I just. Hey, you don't ever.
Do you blow any for real? Like,
I don't know. I'm just saying. You just be like, hey, let me get a sip
okay.
of your slush. And like, no, thank you.
Like, you can't put your mouth on anything.
Stay
no.
away from me.
You know, a lot of people be asking me like, how could you say you would want to eat a woman's ass but not want her to eat yours? Like, it's different. It's different. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's it. Just keep it there.
No, I'm saying it's just like toe sucking. Right, like I would want to suck her toe, but I wouldn't want her to suck mine. You know what I'm saying? Like I suck the bottom of her heel. I don't want her to suck mine. Yeah. I lick her goddamn ankles. I want
Labrador,
her to lick mine.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? We sucking the back of the kneecap, but I don't want you to touch my kneecap with your tongue. Like we cool.
It's just certain things that I think women shouldn't do to a man. It just doesn't come off as, I don't know.
Exactly.
Weird.
Exactly. Like. For instance, a lot of guys hit them with, you know.
Hey, I got a question. Do you guys like your nipples sucked?
What?
it's a time frame. On this. Like you get about 4 licks, about 15 licks, and that's about it. I just don't want you to go ham like. Don't suck my fucking nipple like I'm sucking. It's not a competition.
You don't feel like you breastfeeding them.
Just stop back on your way down. Just stop back. Don't enjoy it.
Like it's a quick house visit.
Don't stay there, man. Yeah, don't live. Yeah. Just say hey, man. Pass through. Take a couple pictures and keep it going. Don't make it your home.
Like a tool.
Yeah, it's a tool bag.
Yeah.
That's not your class. Like, walk past the class, wave in the room, you see a couple people, then keep it going. Go to your class. Yeah, that's not your class.
Before the bell rings.
Yeah, right. Be there on time. Don't be tired to class.
It's a time frame.
Yeah, it's a time
frame. You 4 weeks in, 15 seconds.
Get it in. I like, yeah. I'm with Chance on that. That's absolutely.
Get in and go. All right, Dave, where you at with it?
With this shit.
What he say?
He's freaking hell.
Like, hold on. Is it a actual like sexual term for it? Because we know you dictionary sex dictionary.
Nah, it's not a term for it. It's just like if she like licking your nipples, like the nipples are like a very sensitive spot on men and women.
Okay,
it's the most sensitive nerve in the body. So yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so like if she like suck on it or kiss it, you know what I'm saying? It turned me on. Like, it just feel like it's kind of like.
But do you want her spending time the way you spend time there?
Nah, she don't have to spend a lot of time. But if she kissing my chest and she just lick on my nose, like, I would feel weird because then I would crack a joke. Because I'm notorious
for telling jokes during sex.
Yeah, or saying something very inappropriate. Because I would be like. You know,
I'm that way when I'm uncomfortable. Yeah, like, I just say something inappropriate.
Like, I'm gonna burp you when you get done. You know, like, I gotta burp you. You know, somebody gets a diaper. Pat on the back.
I ain't been inappropriate.
Pat on the back like she a newborn.
She got milk.
Yeah.
This nigga idiot.
Yeah, that's why I asked. I'm like, is this a milk in there? Like, why did you stare so long? Like, what does it taste like?
Am I pregnant?
Am I eating this moment?
It's weird as hell that this nigga say he's gonna crack a joke. I couldn't, like, honestly, I would be so fucked up if I'm fucking a chick and she cracks a joke while we fucking. Like, that would fuck me up. Like, yeah. I'm going ham and she just come out of nowhere with a joke.
Knock knock. Who's there?
Nacho dick.
Nacho. Nacho who? Nacho dick. Wow. Oh, you know what?
It's time to just stop.
I left some clothes and a washer and I'm gonna get to him for that meal doing so.
Yeah, I forgot to feed my pit goldfish.
Oh, did you catch
my
on
house just exploded. Did you hear that?
Speaking of goldfish, what? The life expectancy on goldfish is what? Two days?
Yeah, 2 days. About 2 days. Maybe three. If you're lucky, you get 7 days, but they die quickly. And most kids aren't lucky.
Is that a good way to teach kids to deal with death?
Because they cry really bad when they lose those goldfish.
Is that?
No.
Or are you a fucked up parent if you continually buy them goldfish?
I don't know.
Well, a smart parent. Monitor,
I'm not saying.
Will switch them out before the kid realizes that they're dead.
I'm not saying before they, like, I'm not saying the price, day. I'm saying if the goldfish dies and they keep fucking crying and they have to, you got to go through this funeral and shit every flushing week. Down toilet every week and you constantly keep buying goldfish. Does that make you a terrible parent? Have like making them fucking go through death like that? Mm-hmm. Or do you buy them one or two to help them cope, teach them how to cope with death? Like, is that good?
I doubt it. I mean, my boy got goldfish at a party, they didn't last that night.
Yeah, they died.
One of them,
very quickly,
squeezed it and like destroyed it in the plastic bag. Like, what is this? Like, what was the fish in there?
Who was that, Jalen?
I don't advise parents to buy goldfish. There are other fish they can buy their kids. Those things die too quickly, and if you're not swift with changing them out before their kids see that thing floating, you just got a whole dramatic scene for the next couple
days.
They
weren't dramatic. They were just like, man.
Dog, my grandma had a fish tank. The entire time I stayed with her, me and my mother and my brother stayed with her. And the worst thing I have ever seen was fish. Like, I can't remember what type of fish it was, but eating the other fish in the fucking fish tank.
That
shit right there was traumatizing.
What?
But it was cool as hell at the same time.
It was funny to me. My grandmama had a little baby shark in her little thing, and she just kept buying fish. I guess just to feed
it. One fish. What's the little things that suck on the side of
the algae?
Yeah, the motherfucker would turn them goddamn fish up.
Yeah, they territorial.
Yeah, they would turn them damn fish up. Because I'm talking like the first couple times, it was traumatizing for me. Because I was like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Then I started like just standing at the fish tank, eat that bitch.
That's why you see a lot of people with fish tanks, they don't have like little small fish in there. They don't have little bitty fish in there because.
One of them motherfuckers were killing them hoes.
Gambling, having like.
She be like, feed them. I'd be like, nah, I'm going to feed them. And then I don't feed them. Then they eat the fish.
Okay. So you technically you killed the fish because you didn't feed
after a while them. Yeah, it was me, it was all me not feeding them motherfuckers.
I know the worst thing, I had like a pet hamster, man.
That's what I'm about to say. Did y'all have a pet that you had to deal with the death of the pet?
I didn't know he died, but my mom told me he ran away. I was 6 years old when she told me he ran away. I didn't know he really died.
Right, about 18.
Yeah, no. When I was about
23. Damn!
It clicked, and it all made sense because I was seeing something, like similar conversation where like parents would switch out an animal and a kid would come back and find out and look and like inspect. I'm like, this not my real animal because he like, they you had a and they know where the spots and shit be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they was like, this not who I, you know what I'm saying? This not my friend. And then and the parent had
said, this ain't my friend.
This not my friend.
And it all clicked me. And it was just like at a random ass moment. Like,
but hamsters and guinea pigs, they're dirty. They give kids funguses. I don't care how much you clean out those cages and stuff. They're just dirty animals. I was glad when Rodney died.
Rodney,
she said that like that like, sound like a human though. Right. I'm so like happy when Rodney
been
died.
To the show and shit.
No, he was a guinea pig, and my son named him off of from Rodney from Dr. Doolittle. You remember the
right?
Guinea
yeah.
Pig?
Okay.
Rodney.
Okay.
Chris
yeah.
Rock.
So yeah, I was glad when that thing died because he had a fungus in his head because he was going in there playing with the little nasty thing and then scratching his head just playing with himself. And he wouldn't give him away, so I don't know how it died. I don't know if his dad killed it or what. I didn't kill it. Maybe his dad killed it because his dad wanted to go, too. I went in there one night. And
can you go in there and kill Rodney?
And Rodney was
It
was laying on the side.
If you get caught, it does not need to come back to me.
Like,
y'all part of
the hit.
Like, exactly. Right. Okay, so y'all ever had to deal with death of a pet?
I mean, several times. I mean, like, the two dogs I didn't had. Just passed away not too long ago, but so I had to explain that to the
both boy. Of those dogs.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So the one died with the fence.
They both died the same way.
Damn,
getting caught under the fence because they was. I mean, Boston Terriers are like really, really, really active dogs. And so when they see stuff, they try to go after it, and they both tried to go under pretty much around the same part. I found one, and Keisha found the other one.
Yeah,
yeah. So. I've had dogs my entire life, man, and
it's like losing a family member.
Yeah, yeah. My dogs died of like human problems and shit. Like one had a heart attack, one had cancer, one was retarded. Like real shit. Like, my dogs had human issues. They none of them died of like worms and get hit by cars and shit.
That's how our lab died. He was he went on his leash and my baby sister let him out. He got hit by a car and they ended up having to put him to sleep because he was just internal. He was just messed up. Our family, you would have thought we lost like a real family.
Yeah, I remember my dog.
I cried for a week. I couldn't believe it.
Only time it really hit me was like when my dog, the dog I had like my whole childhood, man. We had a little like Cocker Spaniel poodle mix dog, man. And I had her like for 12 years. And she had got real, real sick. You know, she just pretty much died of old age, man. My grandmother took it hard, so it kind of hit me. But we've had dogs my entire life.
Charles, what about you? You ever had to deal with death of a pet?
My family, we had a cat. I actually like a lot. I know a lot of black folks do not like
cats. I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
But
I had a cat, too.
I like cats. I had one cat. We called him Snowball. The Snowball was deaf. He was a pit bull that stayed next door to us. And he was a rat.
He got hold of Snowball.
Y'all got the pit bull big, right? You didn't shoot it?
No, we didn't kill it. I was about this big, so I couldn't do nothing. It was a wrap for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, yeah, that pit bull would have fucked. Been Snowball and Chauncey, if you know what I mean.
I had a German Shepherd. My mom, she had a German Shepherd. Man, champ, you know, he had to go ahead and put champ down because he beat the mailman twice. Bit my cousin.
Wait, what were these people doing to Champ? Let's think about these because dogs champ not attack.
He probably you champ feeding Champ gun
like territory, like
They guard dogs though, so they can't tell the difference too.
Even when I first met the dog, because I had never seen a dog for like years. I ain't seen my mama for a while, so when I came and saw him, and I was around the family, it was cool. But you had to have newspaper. He was scared of newspaper. You had newspaper, he'd sit down. But once you put that newspaper down.
Oh, because he got spankings with newspapers. So that's what
Okay. I had one dog. Well, I had one dog that was mine and one dog that wasn't, right? So the one dog that was mine, my grandmother was like, I don't want him having no big dog because I wanted a goddamn Rottweiler. That's what I wanted. And she was like, nah, it's going to carry you down the street. Rottweiler. So we got to get him small dogs. I don't want no little bit ass dog. So we get a Pomeranian, right? And I was mad as hell because a baby Pomeranian fits in the palm of your fucking hand, right? So we put him in a box. So I'm like, man, this little bitty motherfucking dog. You know what I'm saying? What made me start to like him was how small he was. When he was shit, he would fold goddamn newspaper.
Dogs are so small.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In the box. So then we finally started letting him run around the house. Cause I still hadn't named him for like a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. So the man running around the house, he was so fast. I was like, I want to name him Rocket. So not only did I not get to pick what type of dog I want, I didn't even get to pick my goddamn dog name, right?
What was the name?
My grandma named the motherfucker Tuffy.
Tuffy?
Exactly. That was my dog's name, Tuffy. Exactly, dog. But look, though, I didn't understand at the time I was so young, but that little dog right there would make hoes want to talk to you about their dog. Hey, Maggie, what's his name?
Cute dogs attract.
I didn't know that though at the time, you know what I'm saying? But we never trained him off the leash, and he was like a doorbell. Like he would know somebody at the door, you know, before you would, and he just come bark and pull on your pants leg or bite your shoe. That basic man come open the door. So as soon as you would open the door, he shoot out them all. And it was just dude who had that maxima. He come down the street doing 100 every day. He flatlined Tuffy.
Why you gotta say it,
man? I'm serious, man. He flatlined Tuffy, man. And I had to go fucking scrape him up. Cause my grandma was like, we gonna bury him, we gonna get him a funeral. He gone on to Jesus. And I'm like, dogs don't even know who Jesus is.
All dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, that's what she told me. She's like, all dogs go to heaven too. You think people in heaven ain't got pets?
Was she talking about the movie?
She was telling me people in heaven got pets. I was like, where in the Bible did it say Jesus had a dog?
I think that's just our imagination. That, yeah, but yeah.
All right, well, I'm hoping a couple more bitches I done had die. But. Okay, so on to like relationship shit. All right, well, hey, this is real thinkers, and I'm being real right now. All right, what happens if you can't agree on something that involves the both of you in a relationship? What happens with that? I know it's like three of y'all in here probably in a relationship. So.
If you can't come to a compromise on something that really matters between the two of you, then that's a big problem. Like, I don't care who wants it or how they want it. It should be a compromise. And if you can't come to a compromise and then both of you are saying, you know what, well, forget it. I'll do it my way, That's a recipe for a disaster. You gotta find a common line. You gotta meet in the middle. You have to. If you don't, then you just set yourself up for failure.
What is something that you know that you can't like disagree with?
As far as a relationship?
Yeah. Cause some people, I mean, like you think about, like especially in a relationship when you start really like building, right? You gotta get like you got conversations where you trying to buy like a house. You got like location. Some people want to move. Some people don't.
Well, locate. I can say we the location thing, he was Cardiville. We came to a compromise to meet in the middle because he wanted to be closer to his job. I work downtown.
Right.
How in the hell is Cardiville getting me closer to my job? Like, we got to think about this both ways. So we found a place where it's like literally 15-20 minutes, the area for both of us to get to work. Like, I can't just because you want to be in Cardiville to make your job 10 minutes away and I'm still stuck with like a 45-minute drive on a good day. No, it's a compromise. Everything has a compromise. You can't just come in and say, this is what's going to happen, and that's it. No, you find yourself single like that. No.
That's probably why I'm single.
Because I don't know.
I don't like compromise. I don't know, man. I guess I don't be liking hoes enough to compromise.
That's the problem. That may be it. I mean, when you care about somebody, you want to meet in the middle. You don't want y'all to be like walking around hostile towards each other. That's not a good feeling.
That's what they say. I feel like I gotta walk on eggshells. Okay, bitch.
And if you gotta walk on eggshells with somebody,
but that's just me. Just being honest.
Don't walk on eggshells. Crush them.
They don't have to.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like something that I know. I don't know, man. That's a tough thing because eventually somebody got to lose in that situation. Because somebody gonna get something that they don't want.
I gotta be the one.
But I always think that I never think that somebody's losing. I always think it's a give and take relationship. You're not gonna get things your way all the time. They're not gonna get things their way all the time. But it doesn't mean that somebody's losing. It's a give and take. You give and take in a relationship.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I'm a patient guy. Like, in most cases, I'm the person that takes the step back because I'm okay with a lot of things because I'm always an adjuster. I'm okay and I'm a reactor. So I'm okay with my surroundings. I'm okay with a lot of different things. But it's some things, of course, that I just know that I don't know if I can, like, completely disagree with and be all right. You know what I'm saying? So I just, my thing would be is just, I just announced that, let it be known, like, hey, this is something that I cannot
deal with.
Right. Like, this is something that I cannot waver from, but I can waver from this, and this, but this here, not happening. And if, you know, that, then it's just up for interpretation, but because, like, I'm a Memphis person. I love Memphis. I don't feel like moving. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real, 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 real bad acceptor of change. I hate change of any kind. And I just don't like changing shit. So when things change, I need to see a real logical reasoning as to why they have to change.
I think logic or you have to give a good reason for anything that you want to do, whether it's move or whatever. You can't come and say, I want to do this without something backing it.
Like, impulsive. So when people are impulsive, they just do shit. You know what
I'm
saying?
Have to pull. I have an impulsive person. You have to pull them back. Come on, little Speedy. Let's come back. And we're going to sit down, and I want you to tell me why you want to do this, and that. And then I come back, this, and that. You have to show them, because some people just move when they say they want to do.
Right.
They don't plan. Like, come back, little world runner, and let's talk. And let's plan this out. Let me show you what it is. Huh?
Slam getting them little jabs in.
No, I'm not.
Chill out, little speed.
Let's talk. Let me show you what it is that you're trying to do. Let me show you that there's a time frame on everything. Just because you think it doesn't mean it's going to happen right now. And a lot of people get discouraged from that because I think it should happen right now. No, stop thinking like that.
I mean, some people are able to pull that off, though. I mean, I don't knock people who
are impulsive. But you have to have a plan.
Right,
you got to have a plan. Some people, I like planning things out.
I mean, you know, Steve Harvey said you got to jump.
Fine. Okay. I don't know. But I'm too selfish and self-centered to give something like, to always give in to something. Like,
no, I don't always give in. If you're not being heard in a relationship, if you're not getting what you need in a relationship.
I'm telling you, all that sounds good and dandy, but I'm being honest with you about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell motherfuckers, they be like, no, I really like you. That won't last for long.
You hadn't met anybody that has made you want to be a different person or made you want to compromise.
That's true.
That's an honest step, though, because being selfish that's something that you grow into. I mean, I personally understand it. I was single, man, for a while, and I felt that the reason you know, once first it was like to get myself in a position to be all right in a relationship. Then after that, it was like, man, I'm comfortable with, you know, yeah, what I exactly. met, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, man,
like I've done the. Don't get me wrong. I did the whole give in, always do what somebody else want thing, right? Since then, it's been, been all about me. You got to be the most wonderfulest motherfucker for me to change how Ami is right now, right?
I don't type in proper English.
Yeah. If I get in a situation like that, like to where we can't agree, like we just don't have to play rock, paper, scissors or something.
We do, you know what? We do that with some stuff. You got it.
And depending on like how much I disagree with it, it's going to be the rock, paper, scissors. Or you're going to have to play me in Street Fighter, or you're going to have to play me in 21 basketball or something. We're going to play one-on-one. We're going to have to fucking...
21 two belt.
Yep, we're going to have a foot race. And I will whoop your ass. All of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can beat me in a foot race, then I'd be like, okay, then, you know what I'm saying, we'll do it. But, like, we're going to have like push-up contest. Shit.
She might mess around and beat you.
We don't have to compete over independent. That's like
I real talk. How fucked up with yourself saying B if she beat you on one of those?
In all of them.
I mean, I just go back to the drawing board, see what I did wrong. Practice.
Folks got
so next time.
A decision Olympics.
Yeah, that's it's gonna be like a triathlon.
Put a little board up.
Nah. Damn. But nah, man. Like I commend people who can give in and do things like that, because right now I ain't in a
it's
place
not easy yet. You just
because all I gotta worry about is me, right? You know what I'm saying? Everything I do right now is on my time. All the free time I have is mine. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have to, and I don't do shit I don't want to do for anybody, not even my goddamn mama. You know what I'm saying? So
and I think parenting makes it easier too, because you kind of get used to and understood, like you're like you start to understand how to be selfless and how to put things off and prioritize things. For the most part, some people still can't let go, but
for having like siblings and shit, you get all the time.
Well, I didn't because I was the youngest. Yeah. I didn't have to deal with that
foolishness. Yeah, you know, Johnson.
You know, sometimes you do have to compromise. I too was selfish.
Why does he sound like an older guy reminiscing on his Morgan life?
Morgan Freemanizes is everything.
You learn to compromise when you're somebody you care about.
Care about, you do.
Because you want to see them happy because their happiness becomes your happiness.
Yeah.
It's a cool vibe after that.
I was
don't go overboard.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'm gonna shut some shit down and veto a whole lot of shit.
You know what? Fuck it. Right. It's not gonna happen today.
Next week, baby.
And the one time you say, nah, you don't never let me do this, bitch. I just let you do all this shit. And then the one time I say, nah, you don't never let me do nothing.
Yeah, man, you gotta understand, like, relationships are about sacrifices. And men, we gotta give stuff up, like hope.
Hey,
sacrifice, man.
Hey, see, that's another thing, right? You meet these unhappy men in marriages, dog, that I work with, bro. And it, like, every job I've had, it's all I worked with was men who were unhappily married, and they make this shit sound so horrible.
It's not horrible. But next time you meet one, ask them what was the reason that they married her.
Like, they married men, coworkers married men. They open up to the people that they work with, probably more than their own friends.
Because they got other unhappy married
friends. No, it ain't even that. It's just a simple fact.
I mean, you spend enough time with
You spend it ain't even that, but it's almost like I can confide in you without my wife finding out.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
You feel me? Because I'm not going to go tell his wife, man, he really hates you, dog. Like, he hate everything about you. Like, the days that we don't work overtime, he tell you we work overtime because he don't want to come home to you. Like, I'm not going to tell his wife some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm not going to tell his wife he got a sad wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, not a sad chick, but a sad wife who he treat just like you. He just don't live with. You know what I'm saying?
He hate her too.
He hate her too,
but he treat her just like you. You know what I'm saying? He pay her bills and shit too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because
one, it's a man law, and then two, I don't know his wife. You know what I'm saying? But
I always ask people that shit happens like that. That they've got married, especially older couples. A lot of people have gotten married because of children. That's like number one rule. Don't do it.
But that's more of a biblical reason though. Like don't have kids out of wedlock type shit.
And I'm not gonna say that. But look, don't do that. Don't marry because of children, because you're going to be like these men who hate to come home and see somebody who they didn't marry because they didn't marry them because they looked at her and said, damn, I got to be with this woman for the rest of my life. They looked at her and said, damn, she got two kids.
I'm on a void child support. If I leave this motherfucker, she's going to put me on child support.
Don't marry for kids, man. Marry for love. Marry because you look at this person and cannot see your life without that person.
I feel so left out, man. On child support. You gonna take and baby mama's on.
You wanna stay out of it. I'm glad I'm left out.
You wanna be left out on child support.
I'm sure happy. You on child support, Charles?
I'm just saying, I know plenty of people are.
Yeah, child support takes people to take people down through there.
I just know plenty of people are.
It takes the men, and my problem is not the deadbeats that they're taking down through there. It's the men that actually they're doing what they're supposed to do.
I think we're getting a little off topic. Yeah.
But anyway, don't marry for children. Marry because you look at a person and say, I cannot imagine my life without this person. Because when you marry for anything else other than love or looking at that person saying, I can't. It's some people that really look at you and say, I can't imagine my life without you.
Because marriage is a business. That's pretty much what it is. It's a
every relationship is a business. Right, We're all in relationships to get something from anybody else.
Yeah, shout out to all my clients.
Right. You get a marriage license. So it's a business. So most times people try to not do that, but they end up looking at it in the form of a business. You're going to get tired of a person that you're spending every day with.
You're going to get tired
of... That's going to happen anyway.
It's going to happen. I'm tired of you. You get tired of a person, but it does not mean you don't love them, you don't like them. It's just that, hey, let me go out and see a movie by myself or something. Let me go. Because you need your space. You get tired of people. It does not mean you don't like them or love them. You just want to do something by yourself.
Yeah, some people just... I think, especially now, we've talked about this on the show. I just think people started to get into a mindset that better is out there.
That's another thing.
I feel the whole thing of commitment, man. I feel like I commit to you and I'm finna miss out on something about it. Yeah.
A lot of people miss out on that good thing thinking that it's something better out there.
But I'm saying it's hard to not think that though.
It is not for me.
Because I tend to like you a lot in the beginning, as always, mm-hmm. right? And then I pick you apart, right? So I find a whole bunch of shit I don't like. So now it's like I can find something so much better than you.
I tend to always find somebody
who do a little bit more than the last, or be a little bit better than the last person.
Are you looking for 80-20 or 20-80?
I ain't looking for no number specifically.
I don't even know.
I honestly don't even know if I want to get married at this point. I really just want to have kids with a lot of different women.
Okay. Child support gonna eat them little chicks up.
If it weren't for child support, I'd probably be on that KP plan. Cause I said I wanted to have children by not a whole lot, but probably about 5 or 6 different women.
Not a whole lot.
It's a logic behind it.
Exactly.
Because my DNA with lady one may hit me with mine a little basketball player.
Exactly.
Lady number two DNA, my DNA might hit me with a main astronaut. You know what I mean? It's called maximizing your DNA potential.
Exactly.
That's what I feel. You know what you're doing out here.
Exactly.
That's getting criticized.
That's the animal approach. That's what.
But I'm saying, I couldn't verbally communicate what he just said, but that was my reason.
I understand it because naturally, that's what we do. I mean, that's the reason behind a lot of the gravitation to women.
Because
you want to procreate with as many as possible.
And women don't like being pregnant.
It's
some women that they don't like the pain in the morning sickness and all that.
Man, get over it.
Now you can't tell women get over there because everybody don't deal with pain.
Tell me what do my body? Right. Wrong, Slim. I cut your.
Let's do that anyway. But anyway,
they will. But
women,
you ain't even been pregnant yet.
Yeah.
Women have been. You're exactly. Right. You're right. Women have been put here to give birth. I know every pregnancy is not going to be the same. You're going to be sick.
Everybody don't, all women don't look at it like that.
And a lot of women don't even want to have kids.
Yeah,
then
don't
guess what? If you don't want to have
kids. They say they are more than just birthing kids.
Which I understand.
Did the F word say that?
It don't have to be feminist. It's just women out here
you can
who
be
just
more
don't
than
want birthing
kids and still birth kids. Like... More power.
But we just don't want to just do that. We want
to
do other things.
You don't have to.
And that's their right, though.
It is. But you know how many parents that don't just do that? They birth kids and still do a whole lot of other stuff. Like that.
Don't stop.
But do what you do for you.
I don't know. It's their right to say if they want
to
have kids.
Yeah, it's your right to do.
Just like it's my right to say I want to have kids by multiple women. You know what I'm saying? And
you can't. And
that's why
I'm
at. But I'm not going to rule out that it's going to be somebody that's great that's probably going to come along and then I'll be on this motherfucker saying something totally different. Right?
It happens.
It happens.
It catches you off guard. It catches you off guard.
But at the moment, I ain't just out here scoping to see who the best of the best. Like, whatever you got that comes to the plate, I'm going to like it for the time being and then we move along.
That's why I got to get too wise, man. Getting both pregnant at the same time. That way,
Want two pregnant women at the same time?
I mean, teamwork makes the dream work. We all like cover each other's back. You know what I'm saying? It's like a work, like 8-hour shift, you know?
No, it's like a 24-hour shift for pregnant
women.
You
know what I get, but like, we got three people and we do it eight hours apiece and we all just like cover each other.
Okay.
That's how we do it. And if somebody missed, then we'll pull the 212s, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And her thing.
I don't know,
I'm just saying, I do that. I would say getting like multiple women pregnant at the same time because you're just knocking out two birds with one stone. You don't have to have one woman go through 18 months of pregnancy and you just have both.
Well, how many months she going?
18. I'm saying like because she had the first nine, she had a kid, then she get pregnant again. She got to go through another nine. It's 18 months. So, and then like some.
Oh, women, so y'all are going to be living together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a dope idea if it's possible. If you can make that happen, right on, my brother, my pal, to you. Alright, Guwap is now a free man.
My nigga.
And this man has lost all of their weight. He's very in shape.
He got a six pack and everything.
Fit around him.
It had to be the food because I don't think they feed them that well.
They got Herbalife in
there? Hold on. Here's the thing, though. A big misconception is that a lot of people go to jail and they use their time as if to exercise and work out. Some niggas come home fatter than what they did.
Yeah, some of them go in there and they went in. But they come in get out with a lot of weight.
They got their commissary.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There, baby, man. No, he did book, baby. I need them snippets.
Exactly. I got a partner did four years in a pen and mine was probably 125 when he went in. And mine two something. You know what I'm saying? Big as hell now. So
Gucci came ready, out.
And that ain't muscle weight.
No, that's your weight. That's
yeah,
just
it's weight. Yeah, he's a weight. He's the big as hell. But you know, but Gucci came out. He, as you can see, he was productive with his time, rehabilitated himself really because dude was a lean junkie before he went in.
Yep.
And you saying him getting into a lot of different shit. I still don't think his fitness probably changed towards people in the industry though.
Mm-mm.
I don't because. You didn't see too many of them happy he was out that he spoke on.
I hadn't been on social media, but nobody who was happy? Was Boosie happy?
Boosie hadn't said nothing, but pretty much everybody that Gucci co-signed.
All them youngins.
Everybody. Pee Wee Longway, Young Thug, Dolph, you know, Scooter, Future,
they're happy.
Walker. Yeah.
Cool beans.
I don't know if Rich Homie Quan did it. Migos. My dude responsible for a lot of artists having careers right now.
Yeah, man. He put a lot of people on. A
lot of people.
Producers.
MZ told
me. Southside.
And that whole trap sound was birthed with them. Like, I know T.I. made trap
music. Metro Boomin'.
Yeah, but like, all the shit that we hear now, like, how... Beats are made and all this shit. It go back to
Gucci and Zay.
Yeah, go back to them.
Yeah, man. He one of the realest in the industry.
No His guy. Girl.
I'm waiting. She held him down like phenomenal. Other man.
Phenomenal.
No, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about Keisha Dior, whatever her name is, but that man, woman.
Her lipstick ain't up to par.
No, ladies don't buy that. But anyway. Well,
her loyalty is amazing.
She loyal to that man. Like a motherfucker. She never missed a visit with that man. She held that man down. That man's going to hold her down.
The house that Mike came home to, dog.
She was holding everything. I'm,
did
him.
You see the house, though?
Yep. Did you see the jewelry, though?
No, I say the jewelry, but did you see the house? If I woke up in that house every day, I would stand right there where you could look out the windows and see the pool and just really be like, damn, I really came from nothing.
Yeah.
You got to do it, and you got to do it like
that's how that house, that's one of them houses where you just like, I really came from nothing. If you have Snapchat and you want some motivation, I'm finna tell you something out of file. Yeah, he on Snapchat. But if you want motivation, I'm finna tell you something out of file. QC. CEO. I think this is not a QCP CEO, some shit like that. That's the CEO of who the Migos is. On his snap, like he been going looking for houses, dog. Like he been going house shopping. He was like, I don't know about this house, bro. It don't look better than my last house. And to me, I'm like, nigga, that's the house you need to buy. Like that's how nice this shit is that he go look at like that. Don't snap is motivational as fuck. I'd look at his shit and just be like, bro, I gotta go get this money. I really gotta go get this money. Mike had a whole yard just full of old schools, whole yard that's just full of foreigns. I'm like, God damn, I gotta go get this money, man. I really gotta. Then he keep his kids, you know, like his kids together. He got two kids, two small kids, a little boy and a little girl. They always with him. Shit, then. He take care of the kids' mothers like a motherfucker. Like, that shit motivation as fuck. And he always making sure all his artists straight into curl. And I know a lot of people probably be thinking, like, the Migos ain't got shit. But, man, them folks is straight. If you go look at them on Snap, them folks is well taken care of. Like, their clothing brand. Like, I think Bow Wow kind of made the Migos step it up as far as, like, they dressing and shit. Yeah. Cause if they clothing line finna be something serious.
Who?
Migos. No, like
who
this. Bow Wow. He mentioned that they need to get. He was like, for y'all mention me, get you a.
Now they need
10
before you mention me, people get a job.
Who dress or whatever. I don't know what you call it. But yeah, it's just like if you want to see something, Birdman will make you feel like you ain't never did shit in life if you follow him on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. Yeah.
Birdman really make you feel like I'm a failure.
Yeah, I signed that man cash $100 million check.
Did he pay Wayne out of?
I don't know. I don't know who he paid out of. I don't care.
It don't matter.
You got a check for $100 million.
The house that man got in Miami when he first got that house and he was around them motherfuckers taking pictures of every room, bro. Mm. And that to me it looked like somebody drew the shit. That's when I knew.
And that I'm a failure. Don't wear like no like.
He wear Versace.
He didn't wear like expensive clothes until like 3 years ago.
And then Bow Wow gave a great, I mean not Bow Wow, Boosie gave a great interview on Flag TV on why he won't move back to Baton Rouge. Because he said, if you look at it, when you make it as a rapper or an entertainer, the city that you come from ends up hating you the most. Mm-hmm. He was like, look at every rapper Dangerous. Who's got killed, except minus Biggie and Pop.
Yeah.
Every other rapper killed in their own city. Dobie, Lil Snoop, Jam Master J killing his own studio in Queens, New York. Mm-hmm. The list just goes on and on.
Soulja Slim.
Soulja Slim. Bankroll Fresh. Bankroll Fresh. He said, they look at it as, I can't go to war with him because he got more money than me. So I'm going to just kill him.
Just got to take him out.
Yeah, but he said, to create that, like he's like, just think about it. A dude who probably liked me at one point, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes home and he got here his little sister, little brother, little cousin, whatever. Man, I'm been bumping Boosie. Yeah. Boosie so bumping. Get in the car with somebody. Man, look at that car. This car like Boosie's.
Mm-hmm.
Cut on the radio. All they hear is my music. Mm-hmm. He said, in their mind, it just develops. I'm tired of hearing about this nigga.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he was like, hell nah, I won't go ever move back to Baton Rouge. He said, I'd be crazy to go back there.
Yeah. Speaking of that, Jay, if you win $100 million in the lottery, you staying in Memphis?
Yeah.
You gonna where you gonna stay at?
Don't worry about it. But I'll be here.
Are you a much better person than me? I'll come back to visit.
Yeah, I'm a visit. I'm going to take care of the people that I'm going to take care of. I got a list of people to shit on.
But I'll be here.
I'm not going to stay in the city.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
Probably okay. Outside of the city somewhere, but not okay. In the city. You won't know.
Okay.
I'll be here.
June 11th is going down the 4th annual No Negative Energy Cookout. Starts at 12 p.m. at Audubon Park, 4145 Southern Avenue. Hope to see you all there. We got a lot planned to go down that day. We will
it's be hot, ladies. Wear lay low sundresses. On the, wear the sundresses.
With no
no makeup. That day is going to sweat, ladies. No I'm pants. Trying to help y'all.
Deodorant on.
Put some deodorant under the boobs.
Yeah.
Underarms, too.
No, I was just going to say, no makeup. This is going to be hot, and y'all going to sweat out of it.
And please, it's 2016. Don't put no baby powder in your panties. Hey, that fornicate pussy. Don't
first of all, do all people right. Do that
no,
for
no,
real?
No,
do you?
No. See,
do you
got
know
the hiccup for
what
a
type of infection that can set up putting that nasty powder in your? First of all, why you need powder down there?
Powder and where?
In
the pussy.
Dry.
Yeah.
You put, don't powder soak up
pussy powder.
Ain't that like
it does soak up moisture?
I just imagine
but anyway,
that doing
the
with
vagina
a,
is
with,
naturally
with salt
moist
to a snail.
Yeah. It dries it up.
Hey, it just,
and you don't put that down. It's okay. Yeah. The vagina is naturally moist. You gonna sweat, especially
moist.
In the summertime. Like it's moist.
Yeah. So listen. So
it's
like,
moisture down there naturally. If it's not, then it's something wrong.
Real quick. If your pussy look like a cup lid. Your pussy might need makeup.
Ladies, lay off the makeup.
If your
make
pussy,
it light, not
if,
to sweat.
If your pussy
Jesus.
Look like the card holders and a bill folder, your pussy might need makeup.
Concealer.
If your pussy look like a door lock, it might need makeup. If
no, makeup is not gonna save it.
Oh,
you weren't here last week, Slim.
Oh, okay.
But I was gonna say, like, if you gonna put powder on your pussy, like, what if you? Like sneeze or fart, she look like LeBron James.
Yeah, come like
just shoot out like
poof.
A cannon.
Poof. Like poof.
Like you do, you disappear like a magician.
Look,
smoke bomb
like a ninja.
It's not gonna just not let you. Let it breathe. Don't put anything down there. Use the underwear. Like do cotton underwear, lady. Don't do all that other stuff in the sun. Why are you out there in the heat? Let it breathe. Well, as long as air hits it, you're good to go.
And they got the sundress on her hitting it.
Exactly.
If you come out there and with leggings that you wear every day, it's not gonna work.
We're gonna have plenty of soap.
Or if you come out if you're gonna do the leggings,
yeah,
this is the only time I
just get a little thing or a little couple balls of dial.
Yeah, like, so we already gonna have water out
somebody
there.
Gonna go out there and wipe themselves, bro.
The
where they going
leggings.
Behind the moon belt?
Hey, man, I ain't gonna have no water.
Yeah, back seat of my car. I got like,
you can set up like somebody like car. He shining shoes
yeah.
Back there.
Yeah. Like, do like a little boomerang
car wash, man.
The loose short, the shorts like the loose
put your body
shorts.
In neutral and just come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, just get on the thing.
Moral of this story is don't wear anything too tight. It's gonna be too hot out there for that, and that thing gonna sweat through. So don't do it.
Look, man, Chauncey gonna have the power wash like thing. We gonna do it like boomerang, man. $5, $6, and $8. Now $8 get you the wax and everything you need. You gonna come out shining like
$8 wax?
You gonna hear motherfucker? Oh!
Yeah, right.
She got the $8 junk. Don't worry about it. She got the $8 junk.
Man, we gonna make a come up. Man.
Hell nah. But nah, real talk. Come out June 11th. Have a good time. You know what I'm saying? No negative energy. Keep all this shit at the house. You know what I'm saying? With your panties. Peace out.